I got SoundForge running here, and I have an old WWS NOW broadcast pulled up. Let's see what's up.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Snowman Radio Broadcast.
Sound familiar? Okay, well, now what I'm going to do now is hold down the right arrow, and we're just going to go skimming through the audio much like you do on a CD player.
Gentlemen, the broadcast is one with Slewelter.
We don't do anything useful. See, we just roll right through. Now hold down the left arrow, we'll back up and find that musical break back there.
We don't brand broadcast out of here.
There it is.
Here, loud and clear, him loud and clear.
So we can position ourselves right to that loud and clear there. Now I'm going to push the M key and set a marker there. Okay? And if I push the other key here, it'll say...
At marker 0 o'clock, colon 39.205.
All right, well, we'll fix that time thing so it'll speak a little more English at some point. 0 o'clock 39.205 really means 39.205 seconds into the broadcast. And we can make it say 39 seconds or 39.25 seconds. We just haven't gotten around to that yet, but that's not really the point, ladies and gentlemen. The point is demonstrating our ability to move around. And so now we can press the page down and page up keys and move even faster through the file. I can really go rolling through here. In fact, way, way back there somewhere is some music, and I want to find it. So I'm going to push the page down and go ramaging through the file. Ramaging? Till I find it. There it is. It's a message and let it have you. The Snowman at WWSNOW.com. And thanks at US and home to the road square. No bro. There's the music. Now, we're when I push left arrow, we go clear back to where he's talking. Broadcast. Right arrow. So we're jumping across the beginning of the song, and if we zoom in a little bit here and do some left arrows. There it is. By golly. Now we're right at the beginning of that song, and we'll put another mark there. What the heck? Now, if we can find out exactly where we are.
At marker 015, colon 32.350.
15 minutes, 32 seconds, again, to translate Mr. Gibberish's non-English. That's where the song begins, and we have a marker there. Right now, if we want to go back, remember that one we set back there at loud and clear? We can do the control left arrow and go right back there. Now, where was that?
At marker 0 o'clock, colon 39.205.
39.205 seconds into the broadcast. So we're just jumping back and forth between the two there. Want to delete that marker?
Marker deleted.
Hey, piece of cake. That's SoundForge. Isn't that cool? And don't you wish your sound editor could do that, too? Now, if we want to go back to the beginning of the song, we just do control right arrow and jump to that marker over there. And we're there. Now, let's make sure that it's precisely positioned. This takes a little patience and may take a couple of minutes here. What we want to do is use the shift with the right arrow to start selecting. And now we'll start playing the selected region. Okay, now what we're hearing is the selected region. And you can hear, actually, we got part of the beginning of the song selected. So we'll press the home key to go to the left end of the selection, drag the selection just a little left with the shift left arrow. There's the end of the T of whatever broadcast, and the beginning of the song on the right end. We're playing from the T to the beginning of the song. Well, let's drag the right end of the selection left so it doesn't touch the song. All right, we'll push the end key and go to the right end of the selection, and we'll do an up arrow or two here to make the zoom ratio nice and tight so we don't move very much for every arrow key. And we'll push the shift left arrow to drag the selection left a little bit and play the selection. Still touching it. Oh, just barely touching it now. We'll move just a little more. In fact, I'll zoom in just a tad more, and another shift left arrow. Now we're not touching it at all. Okay. We had a temporary selection in place there so we could just kiss up to the beginning of the song and know right where it is. We don't need that selection anymore. Let's push M and drop a marker here. So now we have a marker at exactly the beginning of the song. All right. Now we can go clear back to the beginning of the song with the control left arrow or control home here and...
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, we're back at the beginning of the broadcast, and we want to go find the beginning of that song. Control right arrow should be right there.
We believe every talk show should have a tad of music.
No. That's why we don't play any, okay? So that's just how it works, and you can really get, I mean, you can get atomic accuracy, ladies and gentlemen, and it's just part of why our production sounds as good as it does.